The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. I'll be with you for the next hour, bringing you LGBTQIA plus music by us and for us. And I also recently spoke with Sarah Kirby, Nelson City Councillor, DJ, Justice of the Peace, all-round excellent human. So hang around for that and have a listen to that conversation later on in the show. First of all, I have a track by Druk. Druk are a band from Richmond, Virginia, and Alohum are touring them to Whakatū Nelson. They're going to be playing at Wā on the 22nd of April. You should go along. This track is called Humdrum.
Connection as a passerby, you're flooding every house of mine, exhilarating half the time. It's a faster life that I rather like. A runner doesn't have to try, a runner past a thousand eyes, comfortable and satisfied in the black and white. You're allowed to hide. Got attention from the way you look at someone else. You ever say your name when you're by yourself? Consider
Fresh FM.
You are listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. This is Xylitol, aka Catherine Backhouse, and DJ Bunnyhausen is another name she also goes by. This is a track called Falling, and it is off of her upcoming album Bloomin' Fantasy, which I'm really looking forward to. There's a couple of beautiful tracks out now on that. This one, Falling, and another one, you can check that out online. Before that, you heard Avalon Emerson, Written Into Changes, the title track of her new album, which is out very soon. And before that, you heard Druk with Humdrum. And I have been reading a great queer music newsletter called Lavender Sounds, and Max, the writer of that, mentioned that Tal's album A Man Alive is 10 years old. I figured I should play you one of the tracks from that. It's called Meticulous Bird.
Above you, meticulous bird of prey.
Why deny?
Thank you.
Charlotte Day Wilson with the title track off of her album that came out last month. It's called Patchwork. You're listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. My name's Jo. Before that, you heard Reinita Canadiens by Lido Pimienta and Mas Aya, and that is from a compilation called A Guide to the Bird Song of Migration. Speaking of birds, before that, Meticulous Bird by Tal off of her album A Man Alive, which came out 10 years ago today. And I have a couple more songs for you before we get into our chat with Sarah. This is the latest single from Aotearoa musician Lontalius. This is called My Best Friend.
Still.
am lucky enough to have a special guest in the studio with me today.
Kia ora koutou. Kia ora. My name is Sarah Kirby. Thank you so much for having me today, Jo. I am the new councillor for Stoke Tahuna Nui, representing Nayland area. So that's if you've got a problem there, you can come to me. I also hold the Women's Sport Council portfolio, so I'm really excited about all things women, all things sport, and it's really great to be here. My pronouns are she, her.
Thank you so much. And I hear that you are also a Justice of the Peace.
I am. I am one of the youngest Justices of the Peace in the region. I see a lot of people for documents. That's things like affidavits or statutory declarations. If you need your name changed, if you need a dissolution, which is what we call a divorce, or anything like that, you need support to apply for a passport, you can come see me. I'm young, friendly, and I'd love to help you out with anything you need.
That is really important work. Thank you.
Kia ora.
And the reason I became aware of you was I went to a very queer Halloween ball last year and you were DJing. Tell us a little bit about your DJ self as well.
Isn't it fun? It's a really unexpected thing, I think. People don't really expect your city councillor to be behind a DJ booth somewhere. I really love it. I've been playing for about 14 years. Love just something I call collective effervescence, which is when you're in a crowd with all of your favourite people and the vibes are just coming along, you know, and we're all together celebrating. And then it supports your taha tihana, your well-being, everything, and you just feel a buzz for weeks afterwards. I love helping people get to that feeling and celebrating amazing times with people they love.
Opens up a feeling of possibility, I find.
It really does. And there's so much strength in music. You know, music is so political. At the moment, it's a really great tool for bringing people together and sort of supporting our well-being and staying positive and happy.
Speaking of music, I thought we could have a chat about what you've been listening to and play some tracks.
Oh, yeah.
What is the song that's really making your headphones sing at the moment?
Oh, well, I've got to be honest, there's two. I really struggled to pick. The two songs I am absolutely thrashing at the moment, one is Father Figure by Taylor Swift, and the other one is Pretty Girl by Clairo. Love her. Always bopping
queer
along
musician
to that
too.
When I'm cooking. Yes, we love her. Go Claire.
Yeah.
was Claro. And Sarah, what is an all-time favourite for you?
Another all-time favourite song, probably my favourite song ever, is Ribs by Lorde.
Oh,
love her.
Great
She's track. So, you know, young when she blew up on the world stage. Kiwi artist. Her mother writes great poetry. Saw her at Newdorf a couple years ago. Awesome event. She was a brilliant musician and I love her music. But Ribs is a real coming of age track that I just love.
Let's have a listen to Ribs by Lorde. Lorde with Ribs. I am in the studio with Sarah Kirby and we are talking music. Sarah, when I say queer anthem to you, what song comes to mind?
Do you know, Joe, there have been so many. I was thinking, are we going like Bad Bunny at the moment for some intersectionality, geopolitics? Are we going a little bit Gloria Gaynor? No, she was a bit Trumpy these days.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
That's what I said.
Disappointing.
I know. And then I thought Rocky Horror always comes to mind. You know, it's so nostalgic. Richard Rocky O'Brien's fantastic, great New Zealander. But the one that I really have to land on is a song I absolutely thrashed when I was about 14. I didn't really consider it a queer anthem at the time, nor did I kind of consider myself queer then. I thought I was just a bit weird. But it's really poignant at the moment, I think, and it's American Idiot by Green Day. Billy Joe, the lead singer, being quite famously bisexual
himself. Icon.
Yeah, we all love right. it. More men in makeup.
Here is Green Day with American Idiot. Bisexual icon Billy Joe from Green Day and their song American Idiot. I am in the studio with Sarah Kirby and we are talking music and local pride.
Hi Joe, thank you so much for having me. Some of the topics top of my mind at the moment, things like puberty blockers, been a real overreach from the Minister of Health there. Amazing protest in Nelson, was thrilled to see so many people there despite the rain.
I was delighted to see you there with us while we were protesting, thank you.
It was a privilege to be there, so please keep inviting me to those. There's definitely work to do there. And we've also had a wee win recently with the HIV Action Plan, getting some funding, so pleased to see that confirmed too.
Excellent. And stay tuned, Sarah and listeners, because Nelson Pride, now called Fuck 2 Pride, is going to be happening as a festival from the 18th of April to the 2nd of May. So I look forward to seeing you all at the various events that we have lined up for that.
The best dressed events in Nelson, Joe.
I'm sure they will be. Hey, Sarah, thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking to us today.
Kia ora, Joe.
ka kite.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ehu, Fresh FM.
This is the Amamelia remix of Victory Dance on ZR3 by Frau Knotts. You have been listening to Loud and Queer on Fresh FM. As always, I like to end the show with a track by a queer legend. And this week, I was thinking about lesbian twins, Tegan and Sarah. And I got a track for you from their 2004 album, So Jealous. And it's called I Bet It Stung. I will be back with another show in a couple of weeks' time. But for now, here's Tegan and Sarah. Ka kite.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tau Ihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.